SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. U.S. Secret Service announced Sunday that an armed man was shot and killed after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida. Although the president often spends weekends at his resort, he was at the White House during this incident. A new issue is causing frustration for some travelers.
The Department of Homeland Security has suspended the TSA pre-check and global entry airport security programs while there's a partial government shutdown. Both programs are meant to help speed registered travelers through security lines. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says airports and ports of entry also are suspending courtesy and special privilege escorts. The trade group Airlines for America, which represents major carriers, says it's past time for Congress to get to the table and get a deal done. The partial government shutdown began February 14th after Democrats in the White House couldn't reach a deal on legislation to fund Homeland Security. Donna Warder, Washington.
The SAVE Act, which has passed in the House, is now awaiting a Senate vote on a bill that aims to prevent non-citizens from registering to vote. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports senators will have recent polling to consider when they take it up as early as this week.
A poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that a majority of likely voters are concerned about non-citizens voting in American elections. 55% say that it's likely that non-citizens vote in American elections. And a Pew Research Center survey found that 83% of Americans support mandatory photo ID for voting.
In addition, a Gallup poll published in late 2024 found similar results. 84% of Americans support requiring a photo ID in order to vote. This is SRN News. A new study of religious diversity around the globe.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but amongst the largest nations on earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. The least diversity is found in mostly Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karenkin has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict with priests accused of government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its neighbor. This is SRN News. It's all English all the time for professional drivers.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced the latest effort Friday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officers. Keith Peters, Washington.
Willie Colon, a key creator of Urban Salsa, has passed away. He was 75. His family and manager confirmed his death in a social media post Saturday. Colon was a trombonist, composer, arranger, and singer. He recorded more than 40 albums that have sold tens of millions worldwide. More details at srnnews.com.